Says the scripture we started in. Give us that scripture again, Lamentations 5:7. Please quickly, we want to pray and then we'll round up. Lamentations chapter 5:7. Our fathers have seen and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. But now, if I appropriate the revelation that I have been called out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every nation, I can't go to hell because I was born in Kogi or I was born in Plateau State. I didn't ask them to do witchcraft. And now that they have done it, if the land is cursed, I exempt myself. I can't be a victim of another man's wickedness. Listen, I'd like you to pray with all your heart and say, I begin a new order. A new order, dissociated from the past, alienated from witchcraft and causes and yokes by the blood of the eternal covenant. Koinonia, you pray. Alienated. Every biological deformity. Every genetic deformity. Pray. Every yoke that made you envious, that made you hepatite. It must go tonight. Lift your hands, I want to pray for you. This is our year of triumph. Now, thanks be to God who causes us always to triumph. I want to pray for you. Listen, let me tell you. If God be God, everything that you're carrying, I don't care whether it's self-inflicted, you have invoked the blood. The blood provokes the compassion of the Christ. His advocacy at the throne of the Father does not happen automatically. It happens in response to an incense sent from the earth. The same way his high priestly ministry, the Bible says, is in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek did not speak until he had an encounter with Abraham, and he gave him a tenth of all. I want to pray for you now, because there are lives and destinies under the yoke of witchcraft. Koinonia remains an uncomfortable place for them until it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted from off your neck and the yoke from off your shoulder, and it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Yes. I stretch my hands right now. Hear me. I'm hearing in my spirit household wickedness, and the fire of God is falling upon all who are victims of that. I stretch my hands right now. Let it be. Shabbos kupadabash. Lekreteke toko soto balakata. Shabrekete kosuta bariatakata. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Inside, outside, I stretch my hands. Be free right now. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus, be free right now from activities of witchcraft. Hallelujah. Demonic activities. Strangers coming to you in the night to sleep with you. Men, women, animals, and all kinds of things. Coming to destroy you, plant rubbish in your body. I pray right now. In the name of Jesus, anyone who is a victim of every kind of manipulation in dreams,
caused as a result of ancestry. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command freedom. I command liberty. I command freedom. I command liberty. The blood speaks right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, the earth is cursed for your sake. It says, with the sweat of your brows shall you eat. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, it says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I want to speak and set you free. There is a cause of hardship. Many people are victims of this cause. Hardship has nothing to do with poverty. Listen carefully. Many people here, you are standing representing your families as I pray. And right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I stretch my hands right now. I command that yoke be taken from off your shoulder. Help them, please. Be taken from off your shoulders. Be taken from off your shoulders. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that cause of action be taken from off your shoulders. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, I declare to you, a dimension of ease you have never seen in your life. Step into it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of disfavor, bad luck, that looms around the life of men and women here, so that you never rise, is like a veil on your face, and anyone who sees you walks against you. I command that veil be taken off right now. Be taken off right now. Be taken off right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Cain said, my punishment is too great. He said, I have become a fugitive and a vagabond. He said, all who see me will slay me. All who see me will slay me. All who see me will slay me. Whether they are strangers, something upon me makes all who see me to slay me. Any mark, seketo shalakras katabadiyasha, lebrentekes kotabras katania. Any mark upon your life, upon your business, upon your ministry that keeps attracting walls, keeps attracting scandals, keeps attracting negativism, right now in the name of Jesus, that must be blotted forever. Be blotted forever. Be blotted forever. Any strange sickness in your body through your blood that came from ancestry, genotypes, SS, Shakatosia, AS, there's no such reality in the realm of the spirit. That provision does not exist. It's a manipulation from the second heavens, altering the genetics of men. But right now, in the name of Jesus, every blood related issue passed to you by covenant, I blot it out of your body right now. I blot it out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The classic sign of curses and yokes is the presence of patterns. You usually are not the first to experience that, but I want to prophesy right now. I don't know what patterns you have seen around your life, you have seen around your finances, you have seen around your walk with God, You are up today, down tomorrow. You are serious today, unserious tomorrow. You love the Lord today, you love something else tomorrow. Your ministry rises today, crashes tomorrow. Your finances is up today and is blown like the wind. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says every house is built by some man, but God is the builder. Therefore, I decree and declare that any pattern, any spiritual construction that was built by an agency other than the Christ, in the name that is above all names, I command a tearing down and a rebuilding now. 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 Announce to the realm of the spirit, whatever should have happened to your life by now for good, but because of the presence of these embargoes, there are dimensions you should have entered in Christ. There are levels of growth, levels of advancement and influence and wisdom and access that you should have been a custodian of by grace, and for whatever reason, certain objections have risen in the realm of the spirit to stop you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I provoke restoration right now. 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 I pray over your life. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And the Bible says Elijah ran on barefoot and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I want to speak speed in your life. I don't know what tied you down. By now, according to the program of God for you, you should have entered certain levels. You should have been the mother of four children now, but you are yet to have one. Therefore, I command speed. Step into it right now. In the name of Jesus, I command speed, speed of accomplishment, speed of accomplishment. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The last prayer point, I want to pray for you. For there is an unction that can come on a man. There is an anointing that can produce an outcome that is not available in the earth. There is an anointing that is called the breaker anointing, the yoke destroying. There is such a provision in the kingdom to not only be set free, but to be a possessor of a spiritual substance that is capable of causing everyone within the influence of your grace to come under the influence of the liberty that you possess. It's an anointing. There is a provision in the dealings of God with men where men can carry atmospheres that have prophetic implication to all those who come within the circumference of that atmosphere. You will not have the time to pray for everybody, but you can carry a climate. I want to release a grace and unction upon your life that you will go back home. You will go back to regions. You will go back to places. You will enter your room. There are physical territories that are caused, but like Mara, the water, you will pick it. And in the name of Jesus, you will change that situation. Like the, listen. The Bible says that the prophets were eating, and they said, there is death in this food. And he said, bring me flour. And he put it and said, go ahead and eat. There is an ability, there is an unction that can fetter the plans of darkness. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, like a mantle, may that anointing come upon your life right now. Soto sota, leke to sketerika, a breaker anointing, the grace and the unction, carry the fire, carry the grace. Carry the unction, command deliverance, make environments cost free in the name of Jesus. in your home, your presence in your office, your presence in your ministry, sustain an ability to nullify ordinances, nullify yokes and curses and enchantments. Surely they shall gather, but because their gathering is not of God, there is a substance you possess that will disengage everything that is of God. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International, or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.